Hi, this is Jonathan Gustin from purposeguides.org, and we are going to do a meditation called the 10-year process, calling in the future. So I invite you to get comfortable, find a place where you can avoid all distractions and just let yourself settle in, relaxing completely, letting go of any stress, letting go of the to-do lists, letting the self settle on the self. Giving yourself completely to this moment. Dwelling, resting, relaxing into this moment. Letting the world go, letting your thoughts soften and dissolve. Allowing yourself to be at peace with what is. Allowing yourself to offer no resistance to anything in your experience whatsoever. So let's begin. I want you to identify something that you want to make happen in the world. Ideally, this would be some kind of project or some kind of venture. Or better yet, something that you're currently working on, that you're creating, that you're feeling called to create, to make happen, but that for whatever reason you haven't been able to fully manifest it. So just take a moment and allow a project that you deeply want to manifest come into awareness. And now ask yourself, What do I sense gets in the way? What's preventing me from allowing this project to arise, to manifest? Why hasn't it happened yet? What's become difficult, an impediment to allowing this project to happen? If you like, you can pause the recording and write down a short or long list of the things that occur to you that are preventing you from fully allowing this flower of creativity to blossom and open in your life. And the next question is, note what next steps occurred to you to make this project come into fruition. What do you see that you have to do to move in the direction of accomplishing this project? In other words, what are the next steps that you're currently aware of? And again, if you wish, you can just pause the recording and just list the steps that are obvious to you now. Okay. So now I want to invite you to stand up. I'm going to invite you to move forward into the future. Now, it's also possible to just stay in a chair and imagine that you're taking these 5 slow steps. But even better is to actually stand up now, turn up the volume on the speaker, and allow your body to be guided into your destiny, into your evolutionary future. So, let's begin. Each step will represent a year into your future. So, let's walk together. First step. You're moving 1 year into your own future. Second step. You're now 2 years away from what used to be called the present. Now take the third step. 3 years out. And now take the fourth step. You're 4 years older than when you began this meditation. And now take the fifth step. 5 years out from what used to be called the present. You're now 5 years down the road of your life and 5 years down the road with this project. Just imagine yourself having moved 5 years into the future with this project. Just notice where your project has come to. What has emerged? And this is important. Notice how you feel about the project, what you've accomplished, from where you are now, 5 years in the future. And now, I want to invite you to take 5 more steps into the future. Let's go. One more step. We're now at year 6. Now take the second step. You're now 7 years out. Now take the third step, bringing you 8 years into your own future, your own embodiment of this project. And now take the fourth step, bringing you to year 9. And finally, take the fifth step, really feeling yourself aging up to a decade from where you began what was formerly known as the present. So now you are 10 years out into the future. But not just any future. This is the future where your project has come to full fruition. The blossom, the flower of your project has bloomed perfectly. This is an ideal future where your effort was rewarded with success. This fully manifest project, probably beyond whatever you could have imagined from 10 years ago. But now you're allowing yourself to sense into this 10 years down the road future. 10 years down the road of this initiative, this project, it has reached its full potential and is now actualized. Now you're standing 10 years in the future, and with your subtle eyes, I don't mean for you to open your physical eyes, but with the eye of imagination, see what you can see from this place 1 decade out. What's this world like in which this project has come to such an extraordinary fruition? What's the world like now that your project has come to completion and fullness? Notice how you feel in this future. Notice the way you stand. Notice the way your body feels. Let yourself fully occupy this imagined future as if you were actually there. Give yourself completely to this, the imaginal realm, the seat of creativity, your place where the spark, the impulse of evolutionary creativity emerges. Don't just use your rational mind. Let yourself feel it physically and emotionally. The way an Olympic runner imagines successfully winning the competition. They give themselves fully to the imaginal realm. Now it's your turn. You've run the race. You've moved 10 years into the future. Your project has come to full fruition. Now feel. Feel in your heart, in your whole being, what is it like to have accomplished this project so beautifully. Notice the look on your face. Notice the subtle energetic transmission that emanates from your being. And notice what you're occupied with. What are you doing with your time now? 10 years in this ideal future. Now, what I want to invite you to do is look back over the last 10 years that it took you to get here and ask, what were the most important things that brought this project to fruition? What were the big steps that were taken that enabled this future to come into existence? What made this success possible? Now, this question is particularly important. What was or was not true about the limitations that you thought were there when you began this project 10 years ago? What was or was not true about the limitations that you imagined that you were facing 10 years ago at the beginning of the project? Were they true or not? Now, I want you to allow yourself to speak to your former self, yourself of 10 years ago. So this is you, the future self, 10 years down the line. And you're asking yourself, what does your former self of 10 years ago need to know to navigate the road ahead? What do you need to tell them to help yourself realize this future potential? I want you to guide, to mentor, to midwife yourself from 10 years ago, instructing them where their attention should be. Especially, what are the things they should be focusing on at the early stage in year 1 and 2? You might pause the recording and jot down a few notes so that when you return to the present 10 years ago, you you'll have a note from your future self. And the next question is, what limiting beliefs does your past self from 10 years ago need to let go of? What next steps should they take? So that first question is, what limiting beliefs does your self from 10 years ago need to relinquish so that they can become you, the future self? And what are the next steps that they should take to help them relinquish these limiting beliefs? Perhaps it's easy as just having a brief ceremony and saying goodbye to them. And next, what are the steps that they should take externally in the world? What partnerships would be appropriate for them? What should they study? You're instructing yourself from the position of 10 years in the future, a deeply successful project under your belt. And you are calling out across the decade to your former self, and you're instructing him or her in what she or he needs to do to become you, the future self. Is there anything else that your former self needs to know? Is there anything that you want to say to your former self? Now is your opportunity. So quite soon we're going to make the journey back. But again, I want to invite you to just take a moment and notice how you feel 10 years in the future. Notice what's different. Notice what has come into being. Notice what it's like to be you, having successfully worked on yourself and this project for 10 years with the best possible outcome. Again, really allowing yourself to give yourself to this, the imaginal realm, the fount of creativity itself. Again, notice what it feels like. and notice how it may be different than what you had ever imagined 10 years ago. Now, we're about to make the journey back, but you can bring the seed of inspiration, the quality of being, the energetic shift that you have made as a result of moving through this process in the imaginal realm to a best possible future self. You can bring this energetic shift back with you to what used to be called the present. So moving backwards from 10 years in the future to 9 years. Take another step to 8 years. Take another step back in time to 7 years. And another step to 6 years. Take another step to 5 years and pause. And realize deeply that it is possible to allow yourself to embody what you knew to be true in your evolutionary future and live it in what will soon be called the present. Now, moving from 5 years to 4, take a step. Take another step to 3 years in the future. And now take another step, 2 years. Take another step, 1 year. And take another step. And now you're back in what 7.3 billion people would call the present. Keep your eyes closed. And notice the difference between 30 minutes ago when you started this meditation and now. Now that you've called out to the future to ask for assistance, now that you have engaged with the imaginal realm to connect with your soul's deep creativity, notice any energetic shift. Notice how you feel. Notice the energetic quality of this moment, of yourself having gone through this process. So take a moment and thank your future self for sharing its wisdom with you. And calling out to 10 years in the future, asking that being, that evolutionary potential that is you a decade from now, to stay with you and continue to offer its guidance. And you may now want to write down some of the things that you received, some of the guidance that was offered and then review it every day. And above all, live it fully, with gusto. And know for certain you can and will become that future self. Thank you.